When most people go camping, they're there to relax and enjoy the wonders around them. But when BARC volunteers get together to camp, they have something different in mind.
We've been walking around in these units for the last few weeks, and we've been finding a lot of old growth forest that is unmarked. We've been finding lots of unmarked water systems. So yeah, that's what we're going to be doing today, is we're going to be walking around in one of these units and seeing what's really going on the ground.
From August 22nd to September 3rd, BARC volunteers camped in the North Clack timber sale outside of Estacada. Each day, they surveyed units of the sale, searching for things that the Forest Service had overlooked. This is called ground truthing.
So ground truthing is basically walking out into the forest with maps and Forest Service documents in hand and field checking what ecological conditions exist out in the forest compared to what the Forest Service claims is there.
That's Michael Crocta. He's the Forest Watch Coordinator at BARC. He's also one of the people who leads the camp out of volunteers, referred to as Base Camp. Ground truthing is the basis of BARC's mission. The more discrepancies BARC can find between Forest Service documents and what's really happening in the forest, the more trees they can potentially save.
What we do, what BARC's core work is tracking all of the projects that the Forest Service is proposing out here. And what that means is, you know, monitoring all the projects by getting people out and ground truthing them, collecting information, and then using that information to hold the Forest Service accountable whenever there's a public comment period or any opportunity to engage with them about the way that they're managing the forest.
BARC is able to engage with the Forest Service regarding the proposed timber sale because of a little-known law called the National Environmental Policy Act. Enacted in 1970, NEPA outlines a process for assessing the environmental and community impacts of major federal projects, which involves a public commenting period. This is why Base Camp is so important. Because post-Base Camp, BARC has almost 200 people who can speak about what they've seen on the ground in the timber sale and what they would like to see happen to the land. This offers a necessary counterbalance to the commercial logging prerogative.
We really try to articulate a voice that's more rooted in healthy ecosystems and communities and sort of global climate justice over extractive industries. And we advocate for accessible use of the forest and for wildlife and for forests as a place of climate resilience, carbon storage, and clean water.
This year was the third Base Camp BARC has hosted. By the second weekend of the campout, volunteers had discovered ecological conditions that will get acres of trees dropped from the North Clack timber sale. Base Camp coordinator Audie Fuller shared some of the findings.
At the very, very minimum, we've at least gotten 40 acres dropped just because we found two red treeval nests. And they're mandatorily going to have to drop those. Some of the other things we found, though, is that like a lot of the units that they have planned are way too steep to do the kind of logging that they want to do. They're not allowed to do logging on a hillside that is 35% slope. And we're finding like 50%+ slope. Some places that are just basically straight cliffs that are just like, they wouldn't be able to put their heavy machinery on it. And I'm not sure why they're planning to, but it's like a cliff that leads to a creek. That's like a lot of the places, which if you put that together, a cliff and a creek with a bunch of logging, what you're going to get is like gnarly, gnarly landslides. And if they can even put their equipment out there. So it's like, if we don't stop it, at least a lot of it, then they're going to have to really go back to some early planning stages and rethink what they're doing, because it just doesn't make any sense.
If the Forest Service doesn't rethink what they're doing or proposes changes that BARC doesn't deem good enough, there's another option. They can sue. On September 10th, 1 week after conclusion of Base Camp, BARC and other environmental defense groups filed suit to challenge the Forest Service over a different timber sale. The Crystal Clear Restoration Project is the largest timber sale proposed on Mount Hood in over a decade. BARC is arguing that the Forest Service chose to disregard scientific evidence and public input regarding how to manage the sale, specifically the Forest Service failed to adequately analyze the impact of logging on the habitat of the northern spotted owl and a pack of gray wolves. Although the ultimate goal is to get an entire timber sale canceled, Bark's associate director, Courtney Ray, says that Bark has gotten acres dropped from every proposed timber sale they've tried to protect.
We always get some units dropped. According to the art of war, if you take out 10% of the opponent's army, then you've decimated them. So every time we save 10%, we say that we decimated it. No, you know, there's no part of this forest that doesn't have some place that is based on our current environmental laws. It's just illegal to log in it. We just have to find it and prove it.
Preserving Mount Hood National Forest is the main mission of Bark and its base camp. But another purpose is to make the forest accessible to people who wouldn't otherwise feel comfortable venturing into the woods.
I think the forest and Mount Hood are, for people living in the city, for a lot of people, a place that might seem really inaccessible. And so one of the goals of this camp is to make, you know, bushwhacking through a beautiful forest like this something that's a little bit less scary, a little bit more accessible through, you know, arranging carpools and providing meals and a safe place to camp, which I think is really important because I think that there's a nature deficit that exists in our society, and I really see people have a lot of positive impacts on their life after coming out to the forest and seeing this kind of thing and getting involved and plugged into the community that's doing this work.
Bark also leads free hikes the second Sunday of the month. They understand that fostering a connection with the forest is what will encourage people to want to save it. This connection is evident in all volunteers, but first-timers to base camp, like Connor, are particularly overwhelmed by the wild forest they are surveying.
We're standing on a slope. It's incredibly lush. There's like sword ferns and Oregon grape and cedars and Doug firs and hemlock, and the light comes through the canopy in a really magical way, and it's just like the perfect temperature. It smells amazing. You can hear very light running water. Not to like over-romanticize, but it's like kind of Edenic.
Rachel has been volunteering with Bark for over 5 years and has attended all three base camps. She summed up the way in which building a connection with the timber sale can be bittersweet.
The unit I was in today is clearly old growth forest, and it clearly has lots of spotted owl habitat and red tree vole habitat. And we measured a tree that was 63 inches in diameter. Its diameter is larger than I am tall. It's pretty amazing. And when I was measuring that tree, I was suddenly overcome with grief at the thought that that tree might get cut to be made into 2x4s, because Congress has a mandate of a certain number of board feet that the Forest Service has to provide every year for logging. And so that's another component of how we feel when we're in the forest, is that sometimes I feel grief, and sometimes I feel energized that we're going to do something about it.
Reporting for KBOO, I'm Carly Meisberger.